Well, we've gone through the mud and the slop tonight here on Sportsline, talking about Donald Sterling, more negative stories out of the NCAA. Let's get a good story from our area. Let's feel good about ourselves heading into a full work week here on a Monday night. And this story is pretty special. Ryan Schlotthauer, former Maryland Terrapins tight end, one night in Towson was stabbed and was in very serious condition, and now has worked his way back physically to not only be alive and moving around, but is trying to get another shot at football and in the NFL and work his way through the draft coming up here in a few weeks. And Ryan joins us now. Ryan, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, can we first, before we go forward here, revisit that night in Towson?
Absolutely. Don't like to revisit it, but it's part of my life now.
So. All right. Yeah, tell us about it. 2013, April 20th. Tell me what happened that night.
It was a week before the NFL draft. Me and a few friends, a couple of us entering the draft, decided to go hang out in Towson for a night. I'm from Towson, but I mean I've never been out in Towson. My first night out, and ran into the wrong group of people, evidently, and. And I mean, it just goes to show you that that life, as you know it, I mean, it can change in the blink of an eye. Ran into a group of people. They were confronting me and a female. And at the time, just in the blink of an eye, like I said, my life changed. I was stabbed two separate times. Had two collapsed lungs. Was rushed to Sinai without breath in the ambulance for a period of time, until they got me back to life, really. And just life changing. I was spent 6 nights in intensive care, just laying down. I was a fall risk. They had the bracelet on saying I was a fall risk, and had. Long recovery has been.
Well, that was a week before the draft, you said, last year.
Correct.
Were you hopeful to being drafted, to getting a look maybe as a undrafted rookie free agent?
Yeah, that was my goal. I mean, what I was looking for was picked up in free agency after the draft. I mean, realistically, that's where my best bet was and where it seemed as if my career was going.
And you were, you obviously have the size. I don't know if you were this size at Maryland, but what, you're 270 right now, right?
Correct, yes.
And you had a good career in College Park, and your hope was, you're 6'5", 270. That's a pretty good size, by the way.
Yeah. At Maryland, I was 260. My playing weight was right around 260. I decided to put on a few more pounds just to kind of give teams a better look at me. I mean, to switch me around if they wanted. I mean, I have all my film is basically pretty much all of it is of me blocking special teams. I mean, I was special teams player of the year my senior year. I did really well. I played on every single special teams, and just to be able to move, I wanted to prove that I could move at a heavier weight in case they wanted to move me to more of a blocking role, just like I had at Maryland. And more of a blocking role, move me to tackle, didn't matter, defense, special teams, it just doesn't matter.
You're a football player.
It's just all I want to do.
You're from Towson, you went to Eastern Tech High School, and you're from Towson, but this was your first night out in Towson, It is just wrong place, wrong time on your first night there.
Yeah.
1 week before the draft.
Crazy. And, I mean, I looked at it then. I didn't know what to think of it, but now, I mean, it's part of life. It made me a heck of a lot stronger, and a heck of a lot stronger, heck of a lot more motivated, and changed my life.
Former Terps tight end Ryan Schlotthauer joins us here on WBAL. And, Ryan, all right, take me through the last year of your life almost to the day here, and go from being in the hospital to just getting up and moving around. I know you've obviously been really training hard to get another crack at the draft here over the last few months, but how hard was it just to get back up and have a normal life where you could walk and move and not be in great pain after being stabbed twice?
That was my main goal, just to be able to get my lungs back, to get them back to full strength, or at least almost full strength was all my hope was. Getting out of the hospital bed 6 days later, the walk to my car, I had to the car. I couldn't drive or anything. Of course, I was on all kinds of pain medication. But the walk to my car alone, I had a walker, and that was I had to take pauses in that. Hmm. I couldn't hold a conversation without having to take a pause to breathe and catch my breath. It was... And that wasn't just that day. That lasted several weeks. I was able to walk on a treadmill after about 3 weeks. I was able to start walking on a treadmill. And that walk was just five minutes at a very slow pace. And I did that at the University of Maryland. I had the training staff there had helped me to get my initial strengthening back in my lungs, and then once summer hit, I moved back with the parents and put off my career for a little bit. Put off my schooling. I had to travel to DC every day for I was in the MBA program at Maryland, and I would have to take the metro every day, and with my lung condition the way it was, they did not want me taking the metro, getting on the metro, or sitting in class for 5 hours. It was a four and a half hour class every night, so had to put a pause to my MBA, and so that really kind of just like I said, changed everything for me.
When were you able to put the training back into high gear?
That came over the summer, late summer, and I started to train down in Under Armour training, Combine Training Center downtown, and the trainer by the name of Chris Welsh, he had took on the role to try to get me back in shape, get me back. He really wanted to get me back in football shape, but, as he soon realized, that was going to be a task just with my lungs so weak, and but he took it on, and he made up a training regimen for me, and that started around it was late summer, so I guess by the time the football season really started, come like August, September, and it took me a while to really get back into it. It took me a few months just to really get back into it, and but that was down at Under Armour. I would run Fed Hill, the actual hill, at one point in time. Once I started to feel strong again, he had me carry a heavy bag, a boxing bag, one of the 80-pound boxing bags up Fed Hill. I did my sprints up Fed Hill with that on my back.
And Ryan, do you feel any effects of the stabbing now at all in anything you do?
No, there was a point in time I went back. I had taken a little break just from a lot of the running. I was starting to see that it was doing less lifting, more running, and I was losing a little weight. I was down when I was training at Under Armour. A little after that, I lost some weight just doing so much running, and so I took a little bit of break off of running. It was just a bounce back and forth between running and lifting, just because. I couldn't hold a workout for that long. I couldn't do 3-4 hour workouts like I wanted to. And I actually had to go get a CAT scan just because I felt a lot of sharp pains in my chest right at the two wounds. And it ended up that was just scar tissue breaking up. Mm. But since then, I just haven't taken a break. So I don't know if scar tissue would build back up.
Right.
But no, it seems 100%. I would like to say 100% right now, just because, I'm in great shape as of now. I don't know if it's the best shape of my life, like you could see at the pro day. My times were a bit slower, but I weighed a few pounds heavier also, and some of my times are faster, like my pro agility, my elder, they were both faster. So, just a trade-off in the way I trained for it.
Ryan Schlotthauer, former Maryland Terrapins tight end from Eastern Tech High School here in Baltimore, joins us on Sportsline. Ryan, a year ago, was stabbed in Towson. He actually stopped breathing in the ambulance and now is trying to work his way back to football and being drafted and getting to the National Football League. All right, so you have a pro day in College Park. Randy Etzel lets you be a part of this year's group participating in a pro day. Very nice of him to include you in this. And how many scouts that were there and how many NFL execs and teams were there?
There was 24 or 25 teams represented. I've heard anywhere from the range. It was 35 scouts in total. I think it was around 42, I believe they said, total player personnel for recruiting purposes. Compared to last year, the year prior when I had done it, I believe it was only 17 scouts that had showed up. So there was a great turnout this year. I know it was only Austin Penn State that had shared the pro day this year. Was last year, it was a lot more teams, but yeah, it was a great turnout this year. I definitely feel like I got the exposure that I needed.
How do you think you did in the pro day, and what are your hopes for the upcoming draft and maybe hooking on as an undrafted rookie free agent?
I did well. I mean, it was 11 months out, pretty much of not being able to breathe. The numbers I put up, I was a little disappointed with my bench. I counted 22 reps. Last year I did 28. This year I felt like in training I was doing in the 30s. But just day of, I guess, a little adrenaline rush, wasn't locking out on a few. That was my disappointing thing for the day. But I still put up 22 reps and looking back at it. But yeah, I felt coming out of it, I felt very confident in what I was able to show the scouts on that day.
Do you have any inkling what team or two might be interested in you in a few weeks?
Not sure. Not sure. I know my agent, he is he's just started making calls to all the scouts that had showed up just to kind of get a feel for where they are standing, where their stances in regards to me. And I'm just a waiting process right now for me. I sure hope I get a call from someone. I mean, it only takes one person, one team really. And that's my hope. That's my goal. That's my prayers right now.
Well, Ryan, you are certainly someone to root for. There's no question about that. Honestly, football, draft, NFL aside, your story and your determination here is what's really important. About a year removed from being stabbed for no reason at all in Towson, to not only recovering from the injuries there, but also trying to work your way back to football shape. And, Ryan, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. Best of luck. Let's catch up soon.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate everything.